Did anybody tell me that it was going to get cold today, yesterday?
I guess it's kind of our job to inform Kansas City, therefore we should have known ourselves, but I'm with you. I'm wearing open-toed slides or whatever, flip-flops, whatever you want to call them, and I have no coat.
I'm like, I got to work. I'm like, geez, it's freezing.
I saw last night we were supposed to get some storm basically right in the danger zone of when we drive to work.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't anything crazy. I definitely slowed down on the way to work, but I personally didn't have any problems.
It was just annoying enough to where you couldn't see the lane lines because of the glare from the wet roads and the lights. And then it was just that like drizzle where you turn on your windshield wipers and then it stops. And then it starts and you have to turn like all morning
Absolutely.
Long. On off.
It started yesterday for me. Thank goodness it started yesterday because I didn't know that I had jacked up windshield wipers.
I had that one
that, you know, your son always
gets. That one
gets.
Rubber that just slips.
Yes.
My son likes to leave that for about 2 weeks or so.
Because the last, this last winter, there was a lot of snow and ice.
Yeah.
And so it just tears your blades and apart.
It's kind of fun, though. It looks like those little flippy things that are outside of a car wash.
Yes.
It's like, except it probably doesn't help you drive.
Speaking of car washes, have you noticed it seems like the last couple of years, that people are more interested in washing their cars now than they ever were before.
Well, they're so easy. All of these car
washes.
Brand
new car washes.
They're everywhere. They're very easy to get in and out of.
Because you were talking earlier, and some of my friends were talking about this yesterday, about all the subscriptions you have to Hulu or Disney or this. And then all my friends, like guy friends, are like, kind of just like me, listen to music and just do whatever we want to do. We all have passes to car washes. And they're not cheap.
No, I mean, in the long run, it is. You're saving money. But when I have a subscription, I never go. When I don't have a subscription, somehow I end up at that car wash weekly.
I still want to drive when I go to Liberty, which not very often. I want to go see Steven's car wash, Stephen McBee.
I want to go through the McBee car wash, and I want to wash my car. I want to have some coffee, and I want to wash my dog.
I mean, how brilliant is that? Who ever thought owning a car wash would make you so much money?
But did it make them money? If you watch the TV show, they're in jeopardy of losing the ranch.
Oh,
is it going to survive to season two? We don't know.
I can't watch it. I don't have that subscription to watch it.
It's on USA every Monday. And then I still haven't figured out when it pops up on Bravo. But you could just get Peacock for 1 month. I binged that entire series in 1 day. And apparently it is very successful. It's trending this morning, actually, on Google. And I saw a couple of different sources saying that it's one of the best reality shows of this year. Good for them.
It's good.
We actually determined that we're taking the show on the road this afternoon. Rocket is going to jam into my back seat next to the baby. She's in a car seat that's in the middle.
Okay.
And so he can just lay back there and stream all of the McBee Dynasty.
Oh, is that what Grace likes to watch on a road trip?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's her go-to road trip show. So
okay.
Rocket will be so much more informed about it tomorrow.
By the way, we are going to talk about this after 7 o'clock. This is a first, because really at 1, babies don't know anything. Now you have a toddler.
Yeah, the longest road trip we've ever gone on, she was like 1.5. She didn't love it, I'll be honest. And then we did go to Branson maybe a year ago as a family. And again, it wasn't her favorite time, the road trip. So we're going to see how today goes. She's 3 now. She's a big girl.
Yeah, we need to point out that when a lot of kids love being in the car and usually fall asleep instantly, Grace is the opposite. Grace says, we need to be awake the entire road
That's
trip.
That's true.
So earlier, Tara, you told me poor John. Why poor John?
I just kept thinking, she's recently potty trained, so I'm guessing anytime she's bored on the road trip today, she's going to say, Mom, I have to pee. But then I was thinking, wait a minute, look in the mirror, sister. I'm super pregnant and I pee every 5 minutes. My poor husband is going to be like, I can't do this anymore. We should have gotten an RV so we could just go as we kept driving.
But also, this is the moment where he's going to be grateful that he has a daughter because he can put it all on you.
That's
like,
true.
Have fun, honey. I'll be out here in the car waiting.
He can just sit there with his beef jerky, live his best life.
I did that with my husband because we had boys. And I was like, bye.
See you
I'm
later.
Get a snack. See you later.
And anyway, we'll tell you more about Branson and how you can get tickets as the new roller coaster opens up. Is it tomorrow for Media Day?
Fire in the Hole, yes. This is the all-new redesigned Fire in the Hole.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with your first look at Tabloid.
Lots of couple updates. The couple that was photographed coming out of a Broadway show in New York, and of course those pictures that were all over the place yesterday of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. One of Taylor Swift's good buddies, Sabrina Carpenter. That's Feather.
Yeah, she had a great time with her on tour. And speaking of Taylor Swift, all those pictures yesterday that were circulating of Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift on their Bahamas vacation. It was from last week, but they looked like they were having so much fun.
They really
fun.
Did. It looked like honeymoon pictures is what it looked like. But isn't it weird? You notice that the cameras are so far away.
Well, yeah, because they're really not supposed to be there.
Yeah. Right.
And on one hand, it was a huge invasion of their privacy.
Totally invasion of their privacy.
But I was super excited to see the photos just because I like seeing them happy. And Taylor looked amazing.
She looked so gorgeous. I was fuming yesterday. There were so many comments of jerks saying she didn't look amazing. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Do not comment, first of all, on someone's body in that way. And second of all, just... She looks perfect and gorgeous. Leave her alone.
Yeah. And she looked very happy. Yeah. They both look very, very happy. That one picture where they're lying on the sand and she's on her stomach and Travis is on his back and he's got his hand right there on her booty.
It is sensual.
They seem very happy.
Definitely some romance happening there.
I'm into it. Are you into this one, Tara? Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper, they were photographed holding hands and leaving a Broadway show over the weekend. Neither one of them have actually talked about their relationship in interviews or anything, but sources who are close to them describe them as being serious now.
I can't decide how I feel about it.
Why?
I mean, I like both of them, I think. I mean... There's an age gap, but who cares? Sometimes that doesn't matter. She's been in the real world for a long time, so maybe she's more mature.
Yeah.
He seems like a great guy.
They both have kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they both have daughters, right?
Yes.
And I think they're kind of similar in age.
Also, the mother of his child is a supermodel. Gigi's a supermodel. He likes a certain type. Really, really beautiful women.
So another relationship that is just beginning. Last night was the season finale of The Bachelor. Did it end in a proposal? Yes, it did.
Kelce Alexandra Anderson, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
So Joey and Kelce are together, and they'll be all over the talk shows this morning. Jen Tran, it was announced that she will be the Bachelorette for season 21. And a John Tucker Must Die sequel is in the works 18 years after the original. Are you a fan of that movie, Tara?
I did like it back 18 years ago.
That was a long... I didn't realize how long ago that was.
They just had a reunion and talked about it and said that there is a script. That's your Tabloid Trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Hey, it's going to be cold today, rainy, as we head to Branson, which we'll tell you as this week continues. Look, it's spring break. They have a whole new ride out there, Fire in the Hole. We're excited. We're going to make you a winner coming up later this week. Trending is coming up next.
Yeah, and we've got the message that one man had a very special message for his ex.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tracy show. Man, it is cold outside. I think it kind of sucks for everybody who's on spring break this week because it's like 31 outside right now. The high is going to be 44 and it's windy. Once again, last night, that wind kept me up.
Did you guys get thunder last night?
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Oh, I loved the thunder.
I must have slept through it.
It was so cozy.
I woke up this morning and heard just rain, and all I thought was, ooh, my dogs can't go out in the mud. But I didn't hear thunder.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it.
We have to start off with a little bit of bad news. So no local teams in the Sweet 16. But, hey, the KU women's basketball team did good getting, you know, at least through round two. So I guess they all three of our teams were out in round two, huh? It was all the same. Yeah. They did lose last night to USC.
Honestly, good for them, though. This seems like the year for women's sports.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My friends and I were talking about that there's so many good female basketball players in this class that the WNBA is going to be more exciting next season because of all these young girls that are coming up, like Caitlin Clark and like some of the other players who are good, and some of them are mean, and it just adds to the excitement of the game.
I think it's just women's sports all around. Like, there's so much excitement in our city around the current, and there's so many big things happening right now. The Powerball jackpot increased to an estimated $865 million because nobody won last night, so the next drawing is Wednesday. A seventh grade math teacher, an Army veteran in Texas, making headlines because he has changed his name to literally anybody else. First name literally, middle name anybody, last name else. He's trying to get on the upcoming presidential ballot. so that you can vote for literally anybody else.
That seems like a lot of effort to make a point.
I like what he's doing, though. He says that he realizes it's kind of late in the game, but he hopes that word will spread. And if you're interested, his website is literallyanybodyelse.com.
You know what's a little scary is we have no idea what he believes in. And this is the time in our world where people will be like, that's funny. Let's vote for him.
Yeah, let's go.
Who knows?
Somebody in Canada, this is kind of ironic, somebody in Canada reported an impaired driver after they saw this person crash their car through a sign that said, report impaired drivers.
That's pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
And finally, a man in Australia opened a Korean barbecue restaurant recently, and he put up a big sign. It was a message for his ex. It says, hey, Sophia, you broke up with me because I was poor. Now I have money to open a Korean barbecue. Are you regretting it?
Take that, Sophia.
Take that, Sophia.
Wow, got him.
I got Korean barbecue.
Burn.
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right, coming up after 7 o'clock, we told you we're taking a trip to Branson. We're going to Silver Dollar City. Actually, a ride that I think I can ride.
It's a family ride.
Yeah, Fire in the Hole, we're talking about. And we're going to hopefully get you there. But it's going to be a big time for Tara because this is a road trip with a toddler. And we want to know any suggestions that you have to give her advice because not only is it a toddler with Grace, but you're pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a toddler in my belly. You said that kind of like, not only is Grace the toddler, it just looks like there's a toddler in my baby. But in my baby? Oh, no. Can't compute in my belly.
Maybe we should stop talking now.
Oh, no.
Also, what are we giving away with today's trivia?
Yeah, coming up next, you can get a pair of tickets to see King Brown at the T-Mobile Center. Oh, no.
You guys, the talking is really on par this morning.
Good morning, KC. Happy Tuesday. It's Rockin' and Tracy Show. So coming up in less than 10 minutes, we have another pair of concert tickets. Another great show coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, Kane Brown is coming to the T-Mobile Center April 11th. It's going to be super fun. He's got Tyler Hubbard and Parma Lee with him. That is coming up, like Rocket said, in just a few minutes with trivia.
Now, we changed the rules up a little bit because Tara was getting very frustrated when
somebody was throwing a little fit and didn't like it. Everybody gets a little Google the answer.
They're probably just doing it right off the bat.
Everybody's cheating, guys.
And I'm pregnant. I got to go pee. Leave me alone.
First of all, I thought I was talking just now. Those impressions were uncanny. Second of all, the way we do it is we give a new trivia question to every person who gets on the phone until we get the correct answer.
This is one of the hottest artists in the country right now. In fact, last week you announced he's going to be at Lollapalooza, didn't you?
Yeah, that's the one in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yep. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things on Mix. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Look, so many great things are happening. It's concert season really right now. You notice they're building more venues now because we have so many concerts that come to Kansas City. There's a new one going out in Riverside that Live Nation is building.
That's fun.
It's just going to be, we're so spread out now. We need all these great concert venues because we do get a ton of concerts. And this is a show that I would like to go see.
Yes, he's so talented. It's Kane Brown at the T-Mobile Center coming up Thursday, April 11th. And we've got a pair of tickets for you if you can answer one of my many trivia questions. Don't blow it, Kansas City. 816-476-7093. The way we're doing it now is I ask you a question, you get it wrong. Next caller gets a new question because the Googling was really starting to hurt my feelings, you guys, okay?
Did you sense just now when she said one of my many questions, did you sense a little cockiness in that tone?
Like, I'm loaded up, locked and ready to make
They're
you
gonna
lose.
They're going to get the first question right.
Me, Kansas City. That's how I interpreted it.
So if you want to play, call now, 816-476-7093. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Are you there? Nope.
They were intimidated by you,
Tara. Like, oh, right. I wanted to Google.
There are like so many questions.
I'm way too scared.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Sam.
Hey, Sam. You understand how it works?
Yes.
All right. What company uses the slogan, it's everywhere you want to be?
I don't know. Southwest.
No, good guess. That'd be a great
That is
for
a good
Southwest.
Slogan. Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Lacey.
Lacey, here we go.
What country legend is known as the coal miner's daughter?
I know this one.
Loretta Lynn.
Yes! Good job!
Yes!
I got so happy. So you get a pair of tickets to see Kane Brown at the T-Mobile Center, and it's really very soon, April 11th.
Oh, I'm so excited. Good. I've seen it before, and I love it.
Where did you, is the last tour here?
No, I seen him a couple of years ago when he was at the Cable Dahmer Arena.
Oh, nice. Yes. Well, you're going to enjoy the show. Who's going with you?
Probably my husband.
Probably, if he plays his cards right.
But, you know, he could always screw up between now and then.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this road trip we're going on, and we're going to give you tickets while we're broadcasting from Silver Dollar City this week. Tara is going to be taking one of her first road trips with a toddler.
Yep, she's 3 years old now. Yeah. She's a big girl.
And you're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. She is very recently potty trained. Maybe we should bet, like, odds of the amount of stops we have to take for a potty break.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Over under. Start a prayer chain for John right now, yeah. Tara's husband.
So any advice you have for Tara, you can start texting right now, 816-476-7093. We'll be right back. Sometimes it be like that. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So we're on our way to Branson for spring break, the new roller coaster. Fire in the Hole will be broadcasting from there the rest of the week, starting tomorrow. And it's a road trip with a toddler. Grace just turned 3.
Yes.
And you're pregnant with a new baby.
Yes.
And this is you're just looking for little tips about road trips, because when I was a little kid, all I remember is we would do road trips. We came from a big family.
Right.
And so our road trips are always like in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m. And that's probably why I'm still on that schedule as a little kid.
We did that too, because we were driving through the desert. You know, that way you're going through the desert at nighttime.
So I'm curious, any little tips for a young mother? Like, what have you done so far? What are you planning for?
We got a ton of snacks in the car to try to limit the amount of stops. We're obviously bringing her little potty because she's potty training, in case we have to like do that on the side of the road because she's a girl. And then I got her a tablet where we're downloading some shows that she can watch. That's as far as we've taken. Oh, and I got her a Bluey, like a Where's Waldo type book with Bluey that she doesn't know exists yet. So I'm going to pull that out if there's a moment of tension.
Ooh, well, that's a good hour right there.
What about this? And she's going to love it.
Unless she gets really frustrated like Rocket when she can't find Bluey, and then she's like, and has a meltdown.
It's true. He's very similar to a toddler.
Yes.
We have lots of suggestions on the text
line. Oh, let's read some.
This says, we did a Florida road trip with a potty training 2.5-year-old. I took a tote of new toys to make the road trip less daunting.
A tote.
Yes.
What's exactly a tote?
Like a tote bag, maybe?
Like a giant tote. Okay.
We downloaded shows. Be prepared for them to want something in every gas station. True. We did okay stopping, but our trip was 12 hours each day. And then Kayla, that all is from Kayla from Knob Noster. She also said going when they're still sleeping might help. My daughter does not sleep in the car. She never has. I'm very lucky because she sleeps like a rock at night.
Mm-hmm.
But to get that set up, you have to exchange no naps, no falling asleep ever, ever, ever.
That's not worth it.
But she's amazing overnight. Oh, somebody said a sheet pan with magnets. That's interesting. But then I would get distracted and really start having fun.
Yeah. Well, I like what you said earlier was screen time. Just don't even talk about it. She's going to watch as much as she can.
I did throw the screen time rules out the window for the road trip. We just got to survive. And then she's going to be so happy once we get there. Amy says books on tape from the library, so she's not just watching videos the whole time. That's a good suggestion. Oh, my gosh.
What?
This says 9 teaspoons of cough syrup, sleepy time. LOL, wow. Just kidding.
No, she's not. You know, there's people out there that gave their kid.
Hopefully not 9 teaspoons.
No, not that, but I think, you know, give them a little, what do you call it, Benadryl?
Benadryl.
A 3-year-old? I would not do that.
She has allergy medication.
Yeah.
She's got a little sniffle.
Exactly. I heard it.
Wait, did she just cough? Give her the Benadryl.
Oh, that's it. Benadryl. Gosh.
Alexis says snacks, pop-up toys, a busy book with locks and buttons. Those are fun. What else? Okay, you guys, just... I'm not going to drug her, okay? All these suggestions.
Are you getting a lot of people saying that? Because you know why? People have done it.
It's fine if it works for you. It's just not something I'm going to do. Melanie says, we road trip to Branson often, learned if we leave really early, he'll sleep till close to Springfield, make a pit stop at Bucky's to stretch legs and listen to music the other half.
Oh, that's right. They have the new Bucky's in Springfield.
Oh.
That's where I'm going to stop.
What is it, that snack that you like, Rocket?
Oh, the Bucky, I forget what they're called.
Was it pork rinds?
No.
Like beaver. It's a beaver snack,
beaver nuggets.
It?
Beaver nuggets,
is that what
it's called? I think that was.
Yeah. Jennifer suggests to do ceiling snacks, which I had no idea what that meant. It's kind of like a net that goes up on the ceiling of your car and you can reach in and grab things. My only concern is that my daughter is little still, so every 5 seconds she'd be like, Mom, twist your pregnant belly back here and hand me something.
Ceiling snack sounds like something I want to put in the car for me.
Seat. Yeah, just yeah. Like,
on the way to work. Just always have them up there on the roof.
Get a little snack-ski. Sarah says pillow and blanket. Lindsay says ABC Mouse has interactive games and kept my toddler busy on a drive to California. Wow, I'm worried about Branson. California's a long
drive.
Do
we even know how far Branson is? I really don't know.
About 3 hours from here.
Okay, because I just put it in my GPS and go.
Unless you stop at Bucky's and then it's like 8 hours because you get really excited.
Have you seen the pictures of the inside of this Bucky's?
Uh-uh.
It's like
I've seen Bucky's like in Texas and stuff.
It's as big as a mall. You just look at it and you're like, wow.
Isn't it silly that it's a gas station, but I kind of really want to stop there and check it out?
Why not?
I don't know why that feels silly to me, but I truly do want to stop.
I mean, I remember being on the radio here a few years ago, and we announced Bucky's coming to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the Springfield one, and I believe it just opened up, last year?
Is there one in St. Joe?
No.
Where'd you go to get your beaver nuggets? You went to someplace close.
No, somebody bought them for me from Texas.
I swear.
Remember when you drove to that Brahms? Did you also stop at a Bucky's
on that
trip?
Emporia.
It was important that way.
Rocket
wasn't.
And his road trips.
Well, it was during the pandemic.
He's like, guys, I got my passport. I went to Emporia. It was amazing. I had a Brahms mix.
He had a hankering. This text says Bucky's is the best. You have to stop. Teacher approved app here. You can download on her tablet an app called Epic Books. It's great because it has books that can be read to her by the app. It's a premium subscription, but it's worth it for the amount of books they have.
Wait a minute. The app will read to the child?
That's pretty cool.
Especially if you're in the front seat and she's in the back seat.
Yeah. I like that a
lot. What's the name of the app again?
Epic Books. I think that is great. Somebody sent a picture. What is it? Oh, it's a Bluey coloring pad where you just use the water in the pen. And it kind of makes her feel like she's painting or coloring, but no mess, zero mess. That's all fun. These are all good ideas. Gary said NyQuil. Come on, Gary. She's three. Oh, wow. Lots of people agreeing that Epic Books is amazing.
That's the first I've heard of it. I mean, that's like a great gift to give somebody.
Yeah, I have never heard of it, and the text line has. Everybody in Kansas City has heard of it and endorses it.
That's what I need. Read me a book to bedtime.
No, not you while you're driving, though.
No, bedtime.
Right off. Depending on what type of tablet, there's free apps that read to them, too. And then this says there's a Bucky in St. Joe. It closed, and Casey's bought it out.
Okay, so
that's what it was.
Crazy.
You're not crazy. You're okay. Right. Well, thank you. Keep your texts coming in. Suggestions for a toddler on a road trip to Branson. Let's take a break, and when we come back...
Trending topics, Travis and Taylor's big day at the beach. Was there a proposal on the Bachelor finale? And do you have sunshine guilt?
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. Going to be cold today, high 44. It's like in the 30s, low 30s now. So I'm a little tired. My phone went off in the middle of the night last night, or the middle of early morning. That bridge collapse is horrific.
Yeah, if you haven't heard, it's breaking news this morning. We're still following it. Maryland, under a state of emergency after a major bridge collapse. It happened around 1:30 this morning. It was a huge container ship that hit the pillar that was in the middle of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, plunging the entire bridge into the river, and there were people on the bridge. At one point, they said they know of at least 20 people in the water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that number has changed, but search and rescue crews are on the scene. And this is a big deal also for the whole city because they have lots of tunnels and bridges, and anything that is hazmat is not allowed in a tunnel because that could be a horrible disaster if something goes wrong. They can only cross this bridge. So without this bridge now, all these trucks and things that are trying to transport all of this stuff have no way of getting anywhere.
It's just so freaky to look at the bridge collapse because you would think that only a part of the bridge would collapse.
Yeah, the entire thing.
It's like a domino effect. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we'll continue to follow that story this morning. Did you see all those pictures yesterday of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift enjoying their beach time? This was from their Bahamas trip last week. It was a little confusing because over the weekend we saw the pictures of them having lunch in Malibu. And then the reports are that these pictures were from their Bahamas trip. But they just look so cute and so happy.
They look like honeymoon pictures.
They do.
They look adorable. I'm obsessed.
No, it's not.
Oh,
shut up.
No.
Don't start rumors.
Did?
It's not. But they did look really cute. And boy, I'll tell you what, I wish that I had the stamina to do the Taylor Swift treadmill workout where you basically do her entire set list.
Singing.
Yeah, that's what she says. That's how she got ready for her tour. And then she's been touring for so long. I mean, she just looks absolutely amazing.
Yes, agreed.
Another season of The Bachelor wrapped up last night. Was there a proposal? Why, yes, thank you for asking. There was.
Kelsey Alexandra Anderson, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me?
So that is Joey and Kelsey. We also found out that Jen Tran will be the Bachelorette for season 21. Have you guys ever heard of a thing called sunshine guilt?
No.
This is something I think I actually have sometimes, except I really don't feel that guilty. It's basically when the weather is absolutely gorgeous outside. Maybe it's a weekend, it's, you know, 80s, it's perfect, but maybe you are just super stressed, overwhelmed, and you are exhausted from a hard week of work, and all you want to do is rest, and so you stay inside. And you look outside and you're like, it's beautiful and I know I should be outside enjoying it, but I just can't. I have too many things I need to stay inside for. I feel like that's my every weekend, actually.
When I have too many things I have to stay inside for, I don't feel guilt. I feel sadness. I'm like, hello, outside world. Hello, happiness and joy. I would like to join you.
Well, and don't you feel like we come in every Monday on a weekend after that, and Rocket is just like, guys, it was such a beautiful week. Did you get outside? Did you enjoy that gorgeous day?
I'm like, I had
probably
1,000 appointments.
Day I've ever had in my life.
Family gatherings, shopping.
And then finally, this is an absolutely adorable video. It's an 8-year-old boy. I want to emphasize that. It's a little 8-year-old boy. His name is Jackson. And he probably knows more about farming equipment than most grown men. And it's kind of funny because when you listen to this, he's shopping. He sounds like your grandpa, but keep in mind, he's only 8 years old.
What's the width on the mower deck?
I believe this one's 72 inches.
Ooh, that's nice stuff. I like this mower.
You like the mower?
I really like the one with the cab. That's probably
good. Oh, if I'm going to mow grass, I won't be comfortable. I won't be air conditioned.
I like all the stuff you got here. 8RX, sprayer. John Deere's a nice company. They've been in business since 1837.
I love him.
Doesn't he sound like your grandpa?
Yeah, like, wow.
That's what's trending on Mix.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. All I know is Teresa was laughing and shaking her head, thinking there's just a lot of not so smart people in
the
world.
No, I'm going to say it's stupid. There's a lot of stupid people in the world, and it makes me think that there's absolutely no hope for our future. I'm sure that you have been scrolling on social media and seen things that people say, and you just think, really? Really?
All the time, every single day.
Really? Yeah, I'll share some of my favorites that I found with you next.
Good morning, Casey. If you're not on spring break, you're sleeping in it or whatever, if you're going to get out, bring a jacket. It is cold outside. I was not expecting 31 in my car this morning.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I'm wearing open-toed sandals and I have no coat.
I was just thinking about it. We're having a road trip. We'll explain to you tomorrow when we broadcast from Branson at the new roller coaster. I may have to go home and get a bigger or warmer jacket.
Yeah, it might be not a bad idea to just have it with you in the car.
Just keep it in the car. All right, so now let's talk about dumb people, shall we?
Yeah, apparently we don't have a lot of hope for the future if you stay on social media anyways, because there just seem to be so many dumb things that people post. And I just started writing down some of my favorites. And if you have seen something, or maybe you've posted something, feel free to share it. 816-476-7093. Tara, you'll like this one. Someone posted, is there any sort of book subscription for kids that exists where you order books and once you read them, you return them and get more?
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Did this person just step off of another planet into the world?
That we call that a library.
Yes. Oh my word.
Yep. I saw a video of a girl that said, if you saved $1 a day for an entire year, you would have $30,000.
Oh my gosh.
That
Seriously.
Makes me sad for her.
That math maybe, doesn't check out.
Maybe what she meant is $1 on day one, $2 on day two. Does that math check out?
No.
No, still no. That poor thing was just trying to really make a great point.
Also, what do we call these? Because we don't call them a tweet anymore if it's on X. Do we say, I saw an X?
I have no clue.
I'm going to call it a tweet, just, even though you guys know what I'm talking about. This one said, why is there a need for farmers when most people get their groceries at the store anyway?
Oh, my gosh.
I want to know that, actually. No hope. I'm kidding.
No hope for the future, people.
Do you hope some of these are said with sarcasm, like LOL? Yeah.
I hope so, but the ones that you see on TikTok where you can actually see the person's face, you realize... I don't think they're joking.
They're not. And I sit there, and here's the deal. When I come across a video like that, I don't watch it just once. I've got to watch it again to make double check that this is what I really watched.
That's my favorite, is when a young person says something stupid and then an adult comes in and stitches it and just looks at the camera like, what? How about this one? Why do the women never have to take a DNA test to see if it's their kid?
Oh my gosh. These are kind of phenomenal, actually.
Good morning, Mix. Go ahead.
Hey, Rocket. It's Rebecca.
Hey.
Hey, don't put this on the radio. It's not about dumb people, but you guys just mentioned how tweeting
Wait, we're on the radio.
We're
you
on
should
the
know
air.
We're on the radio. The You're live.
You would turn you down?
Hold on, if you don't want to be on the radio, you'll have to call back.
I was watching Moana last night, and Maui picks up the bird and makes a joke. He says, if you use a bird to write your signature, it's called a tweet. And I'm just like, people in the next generation aren't going to get that, because now it's called X.
True. Anyway. Very
That's
true.
That's true. Thank you.
That was going to be really bad.
I know.
I was like, what the hell did I just do?
That was a really long delay, by the way, Rocket, from the time she said, don't put me on the radio, before your brain said, oh, wait, I should tell her she's on the radio.
We're live. It's happening right this second.
Maybe there's no hope for the future in this room.
Well, that's for sure.
Those are the only ones that I found. It just cracks me up every time I see them.
It's funny because I'm telling you, I get online now more than I watch television.
Yeah. It's more entertaining. People are funny.
I heard a comment the other day that I was like, wow, there's no hope for the future. This guy in my house said to me, babe, didn't you just vacuum yesterday? And so I was like, good. Yeah, I did vacuum yesterday, but it's dirty again.
Because husbands just think that the floor gets magically vacuumed, Rocket. He doesn't realize that Tara probably vacuums twice a day, every day.
You don't get it because you're a man.
That's right.
Poor John.
Poor John. That poor fella. Sleeping soundly in his bed like a little angel right now. We got to just throw some cheese at him.
All right. Let's take a break. The winning continues next.
Yeah. We've got more Tuesday trivia. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Teresa won't let me say that the pictures I saw of Taylor and Travis looks like they were on a honeymoon.
It looks honeymoon-ish. I mean, they look very, very happy.
You just don't want me to spread that rumor.
Yeah, because don't say things that aren't true. We want them to stay in Kansas City. We don't want them to be like, God, that guy on the radio is always lying about us. We got to move.
By the way, can I say this without being creepy?
No, probably not, but go ahead.
She's hot.
She looks beautiful.
I mean, she's just
I thought that
gorgeous.
When I saw her, I was like, I mean, she's always been beautiful, but you can tell that this tour is really working on her body.
Yes, she's just gorgeous.
Also, I think happiness looks good on her.
I totally
That's
agree.
True.
They just look like a happy couple.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I mean, walking around, holding hands. How long does that last before you get married?
I don't know. Mine's been dead a long time. I see those videos of like men in the car with their wife and like he's got his hand on her thigh. And I'm like, well, it's been 25 years since that happened.
Poor Teresa.
Oh, jeez. At least she's being honest.
Hey, maybe on the road trip today you can put your hand on his leg.
We're in two separate cars because he doesn't want to stay with me the whole time, Tara.
This is pretty awkward.
He wants to be home for opening day because baseball is more important than putting his hand on his wife's thigh.
Oh, God. You know, he might do a little thigh squeeze before he leaves town. We don't know.
Doubt it.
We can't put that on him.
Oh, jeez.
Let me ask him. Oh, wait. He's asleep right now instead of listening to his wife on the radio.
No, that's relatable.
To you?
To me.
Yes. All right, so the winning continues.
Yes, we've got some more Rocket and Teresa trivia, since it is Tuesday trivia after all. You get a pair of tickets to the 4th Annual Tacos and Tequila Festival, if you can answer correctly. It's coming up June 1st at Legends Field. Plus, every winner of these tickets becomes a finalist to possibly win VIP tickets to see T-Pain, Ashanti, Chamillionaire, David Banner, Trick Daddy, Young Jock, Bubba Sparks, Ashton Martin. There's going to be great food, margaritas, cars, chihuahuas, photo ops, so much more. All you have to do is answer this trivia question, 816-476-7093.
Are you doing it like we did last time? Or?
Obviously, Rocket. We don't let them Google. They get a different question every time.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Oops.
Panic.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Matt.
Here we go, Matt.
How many blackbirds were baked in a pie?
Three.
Nope. Good guess.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Ashley.
All right, Ashley, here we go.
What company makes the official ball used in the NBA?
Oh, Spalding?
Yes! Good
job!
Okay, now tell me how many blackbirds are in a pie, because I can't remember the rhyme.
4 and 20. I don't know the rhyme at all. Okay. I just looked up the trivia.
All right, thanks.
Never heard of it in my life, actually. So you get a pair of tickets to the 4th Annual Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Yay, I'm so so excited.
Good.
It's going to be fun. The warm weather will be here before you know it. Well, listen, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for listening. We'll come back and get all your info, all right?
Okay, thanks.
You're more than welcome. Hold on. All right, there's a big story that's going around we have to talk about coming up in tabloid.
Yeah, about how the federal agents raided several homes that belonged to Sean Diddy Combs yesterday. And Yubo said that just there's so many stories and so much, like you went down a rabbit hole yesterday. So we'll talk about the latest.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Bundle up. It is cold outside. That's One Republic. I ain't worried. And this story, man, had me in a rabbit hole, Teresa.
Yeah, apparently Diddy has a lot to be worried about. So if you didn't see the story yesterday, federal agents have raided two homes owned by Sean Diddy Combs, one in L.A., the other in Florida. Homeland Security is investigating reported allegations of sex trafficking and several other things, possibly tied to two recent lawsuits. At least two of Diddy's sons were detained outside his L.A. home as it was being searched. And you guys said that you saw a lot more to this story.
Yeah, his plane had taken off.
Yeah, he left the country last night.
They track it, but they didn't say, they can't confirm that he was on the plane.
I was going to say, because how could you, if you're being searched, how could you be allowed to leave the country?
I have no
clue.
Maybe
you do it under the radar, or so you think, until someone looks at the flight records. It just, it definitely gives me a tummy ache, because I want him to be a good guy, and I know they're not going to raid his house based on one random crazy accusation. They're
well,
going to do their research first.
Are sick.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's icky. Yeah. There's another story this morning that I thought you might like, Tara. A John Tucker Must Die sequel is in the works.
I'm very
into it. Is
this
something that we hoped for?
It's not something we hoped for, but I think it's the something that we needed.
It's 18 years after the original movie.
It's hard to believe that it's been 18 years.
Speaking of things that give me a tummy ache, that was not 18 years ago.
Yes, it was.
I'm barely 25. How's that possible?
18 years ago.
Oh,
the whole cast was recently together, and they were talking about it, and they said there is a script. So there you go. We're also hearing this morning that Euphoria, because we keep waiting for season 3 on HBO, Max, whatever you want to call it, it is not canceled. But it is being pushed back. And so the people who are on the show are allowed to go do other projects because it might be a while before we get to it. But there is going to be a season 3. HBO is confirming. Now, I hope we don't wait 18 years for it because, boy, those kids really aged in high school, didn't
they?
Yeah, they did.
Sydney Sweeney has sure taken advantage of the time off, movie after movie.
Yeah.
I keep seeing
Zendaya.
Yeah. I keep seeing reactions to her horror movie. Apparently, it's shocking at the end, and now
I
kind of want to watch.
Immaculate?
Yeah.
That's your tabloid trash. It's brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. So we are heading to Branson after the show. We'll be broadcasting live the next couple of days, celebrating the grand opening of the new roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's a family coaster. It is the all-new redesigned Fire in the Hole.
I was talking to my buddy Grant yesterday, and I'm good friends with his dad and his whole family. But he remembers being a little boy riding that ride with his grandfather and his dad. It's like it just brought back instant memories for him. He goes, what do you mean brand new? It's been around forever. I said, no, they remodeled it.
Yeah, they got rid of the old one. We thought it was going away completely. And then they surprised us and said, we're going to just have a new, better version of it. That's my favorite memory of my kids when they were little, was riding Fire in the Hole.
So it's a first for Tara. Because now that her baby's a little older, she's a toddler, we were talking this morning and asking for advice, things to do on a road trip to get there. What, three and a half hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have high hopes. You know, I'm trying to stay positive. She's 3 years old now. She can communicate her needs, so hopefully it's going to be easy breezy. I do have to call out Kansas City here. We mentioned this earlier, and I cannot even count the amount of texts that came in related to drugging my child. You guys are
Missouri.
Sickos.
Kansas.
I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I heard her have a little sneeze. Just give her some Benadryl. She's got allergies.
Oh, is that a cough?
These people get on some the text line, Dramamine, NyQuil, Benadryl, cough syrup, melatonin. You guys.
Now, Dramamine's just so she doesn't get car sick.
I get car sick.
What's to say that Grace doesn't get car sick?
If that's what works for you, I am not judging you or your family, but me personally, I'm not going to drug the three-year-old.
Tara, it sounds like these parents that are texting you, they have a lot more experience with children than
better.
You do.
They know better.
I mean, her mommy's completely medicated 24/7, so why can't she be medicated?
Ooh, got him.
But her mommy's over 30.
Way over. That's true.
Whoa! Rude!
Hey there, Kansas City ladies. Are you ready for the road trip today?
No, absolutely not. I have so many things to do.
Have you packed at all?
Nope.
Done anything?
Still, I need to do laundry. I need to get an oil change. I need gas. I probably should wash my car. There's a lot going on.
I vacuumed out my car yesterday, but I was thinking if I wash the exterior, it's just going to get dirty driving to Branson.
Yeah, because of the rain. It's raining all day today.
But I have so much dirt on my exterior, I need to wash it off
just
first.
Just to see.
So I don't double the dirt.
Make sure it's still the same color underneath.
Yes, and my floor mats are the worst. I have the all-weather mats, but I have a lot of the salt and sand and the white stuff from just winter. And it looks like I have white floor mats, guys. It's really bad.
I know a lot of you have been going to Branson for years. It's a family thing. You know, decade after decade after decade you go. And the one roller coaster, which we're going to ride tomorrow to tell you about it, is going to be opening up this weekend.
That's right. It is the grand opening of the all-new redesigned Fire in the Hole. And Rocket, I have good news. Are you ready to hear it?
Yes, please.
You only have to be 3 feet tall to ride
it. I pass.
That's right. I'm so happy for
Grace and I can sit right next to each other and ride this ride.
Is she 3 feet tall?
I don't know. 3 might be a little tiny. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'll give her a little measure. Her dad can ride it for the Prego and the baby. He can report back. Everybody I bring it up to, though, that what we're doing this week and we're celebrating the new Fire in the Hole, every reaction is the same. I loved Fire in the Hole.
I grew up with that.
Everybody's so excited.
Everybody.
Also, that sounds like a great sitcom, The Prego and the Baby.
Yes.
The Prego and the Baby.
Yep, I'm ready for it.
All right, before we get out of here, we always do this.
We like to take a second look.
I mean, walking around, holding hands. How long does that last before you get married?
I don't know. Mine's been dead a long time. I see those videos of like men in the car with their wife and like he's got his hand on her thigh. And I'm like, well, it's been 25 years since that happened.
Poor Teresa.
Oh, jeez. She's being honest.
Hey, maybe on the road trip today, you can put your hand on his leg.
We're in two separate cars because he doesn't want to stay with me the whole time, Tara.
This is pretty awkward.
He wants to be home for opening day because baseball is more important than putting his hand on his wife's thigh.
Oh, God. You know, he might do a little thigh squeeze before he leaves town. We don't know.
Doubt it.
We can't put that on him.
Does anybody else notice how hysterically Rocket laughs anytime I talk about my marriage?
Yes. He always feels the sense of satisfaction, like, I knew marriage wasn't the right choice.
It's not just a chuckle, though. Like, it's a belly laugh.
It's sick. It's a little sick and twisted, that's for sure.
On that note, we're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Bye. Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.